This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. A couple of announcements are going to repeat. If you go to the front page of NutriMedical.com, go to Listen Live on GCN Live at the top area there, just to the right of the main panel. You'll see free NutriMedical show MP3 archives. Brings you right directly to the right page. Listen to GCN Stream 2. Brings you directly to the stream. You'll also notice that I added a few other new icons there for your pleasure. And information. We have a new YouTube channel icon and also a live stream icon. So it brings you directly to the live stream channel. If you're an elite member, you get the live stream access. Anybody can watch the YouTube, which has some of the reports on there on YouTube or summaries. We also have a help us broadcast an NutriMedical report on in your town and city, free podcasts, a podcast link. And a program clock if you're trying to transfer it to a radio station. So you'll see all of that there. A couple things to clarify. Anybody can email me and ask a question on which nutraceuticals to start with, let's say the top three or four. That you don't have to be a member. You don't get charged. There's no fee. Those two people who want a callback, only those people who are elite customers who have ordered at least six times in the last 12 months or have $1,000 in order, we'll get a call back. And anybody can request a consult, even if you're a first time. It's time units. Usually I recommend 2 units to start with, which is an hour on the phone, as well as all the time I have to do work. If it looks like it's going to take more than that, I'm going to give you a recommendation to buy additional units, because it takes a lot of time if we have a really complex review of medical records, labs, x-rays, MRI scans, CTs, and making recommendations. So realize it's not just one unit, that on average most people are going to need 2 to 4 units of that time in order for us to have a consultation. That's very rare, though, unless if you have a very serious condition like cancer or serious genetic disorder or major illness. Most times you just need a quick response that's free. It'll tell you exactly what to take. If you're an elite customer, I'll call you back and tell you. If you're non-elite, drop me an email and I'll give you a recommendation to start with. Now, I want to go over some of the issues in the news that are going on. The Zika virus outbreaks are continuing, with also some service members being affected. If you want Zika virus protection, I have an article with the Zika protocol. I tell people the first thing is take Allicin Med. It'll also prevent you from biting insects, fleas, or ticks, or mosquitoes biting you. Take Nutra Defense, Silver 100, and Allicin Med, as well as the Nutridyne. Nutridyne has a number of properties that are very unique. It's the only Tesla-activated monatomic superconductor form of iodine. No other form is out there that's equivalent to it. It's the most powerful for antipathogenics, but if you want to stop biting insects, it's the Allicin Med. Very, very protective. It also will help your pets to get not to have tick and other bites. You don't need to give them the toxic chemicals. Just put some of the Allicin Med or Alimax in their food, doggies or kitty cats. The latest news, of course, is that we mentioned that Ben Carson has endorsed Donald Trump. We'll talk about that more this hour as this gets much more intense. We go to this next Super Tuesday. It's going to be very, very intense indeed. The latest issues, of course, is I thought this was humorous but kind of strange, that Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, is visiting, and Obama made the comment he thanked Cape Breton, Canada, for a place for Americans to escape to if Mr. Trump becomes president. I think it's, the fact that a sitting president would dare attack a candidate in another party is a little obscene, especially when he doesn't have the basis for his statements, like making statements. Hello, Matthew. It's good to have you back. We just saw a couple of interesting things. I thought Justin Trudeau was visiting the White House and had a dinner, and apparently he made the statement that he thanked Cape Breton for offering Americans. And, of course, you go to their website, they offer both Republican and Democratic Americans. They want all Americans to come visit or stay or have a summer home in Cape Breton.
They want to ruin Cape Breton.
Yeah, ruin. that's funny.
Cape Breton is a beautiful place.
Especially Bedore Lakes.
It wouldn't be as beautiful, though, if all the Marxists in the USA moved there.
No. So now we have the Ben Carson has endorsed Donald Trump. Ted Cruz is... I went to the... I'm always surprised at the kind of things I see in the news. I also saw the Drudge Report, and it's bizarre here. It says, Ted's father, of course, is one of these, what I call holy roller Christians, which I find a little bit difficult to take. And his father said, Ted is the anointed one. Holy Ghost video reveals dad speaking in tongues. Supporters lay on hands on Cruz at a rally. I mean,
if he's anointed, he sure is pretty bad at scripture because he's a usury supporter.
Right. So what I'm finding is really strange now. Of course, we know that Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be the super athlete, but is obviously transsexual, is saying country's over if Hillary is elected. I mean, it's a strange combination to be extremely conservative on the one hand and as a sexually converting from male to female. I think the biggest thing with Jenner is that she is a narcissist and wants to always be in the center of light, which is why he actually invented the Kardashian show and all the Kardashian line of materials, etc., and gifts.
I mean, I don't really care about Caitlyn Jenner. He or she can do whatever she
wants. Media,
you know?
He's a media expert, though. He's able to kind of massage the media to maintain a level of interest.
If Caitlyn Jenner is a narcissist, then he or she is not the only one in Hollywood, right?
No, not at all, yeah. So now, there's another big report here, and I want to hear your opinion on this. It's a Clinton IT specialist who's revealed server details to the FBI. There is an impaneled grand jury, and the senior IT person who was involved with the secure server has actually been given immunity from prosecution. So now the material being handed over to the grand jury is getting closer and closer to an indictment. And, of course, the question in one of the rallies was to Hillary Clinton, if you're indicted, will you drop out of the race? And, of course, she was skirting the issue like she does in everything. She tries to steal the thunder of Bernie Sanders. And I watched Bernie. He's much better on his feet and in a crowd than Hillary. Hillary is kind of dead in her feet. I mean, if she was a boxer, she'd be on the floor. So it's quite remarkable what's going on. The corruption in the Democratic Party is supporting her, even though the popular vote is behind Bernie Sanders. And she won't even answer the question about whether or not if she's indicted. They're getting closer and closer to doing something serious with her, and I think in the next month or two, they're not going to be able to drag it out. In fact, I think if they drag it out and Donald Trump gets in, he was asked the question whether or not he'd prosecute her. He said, absolutely. So in other words, if Trump gets the presidency and Hillary is defeated, he will prosecute her after he becomes president. So either way, she's going down. She's either going to go down before the election and Bernie will be the candidate, and then you'll have a real race between Bernie Sanders and his version on the Democratic side and Trump's version on his side, a populist. So it'll be an interesting election, won't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So now, Matt, tell us about what you've been doing lately. You have a show over on, I think, Rents Network, and you're doing a lot of analysis of geopolitical, personal issues, and other things.
I just go to Host Archives on rentsradio.com. And,
yeah, tell us about your website is MatthewDeagle.com.
My website is MatthewDeagle.com, MatthewDeagle.com. I believe there's a link also on your website, NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. I'm sure everybody's familiar with that. As well as
PlayerIron.com. Can you fill us in on what you see in terms of your ability to analyze the numerology, astrology, and the other kind of factors that you all amalgamate together to see what's going on, not just in America? Because I almost feel that there's a worldwide set of things that are pushing the consciousness of the population to a different level. And there's a lot of throwing off the old bands and the old systems and the old ways of doing things. Can you give us some analysis as to why that's happening right now? Because there's a lot of things transpiring worldwide.
Well, for example, there was just the first and only total solar eclipse of the year over Southeast Asia. It particularly began in Sumatra and then went northeast over the Pacific Ocean. It was in Pisces, which symbolizes the lunar overcoming the sun, which in general has a very strong revolutionary and changing effect on society.
Right. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll talk with Matthew more. Your question is 800-259-5791.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market. At slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Much space.
we're back. And Matt, there's a couple of movies out now. London Has Fallen, it's out now lately. 10 Cloverfield Lane. It's supposed to be a world of prepper underground. And a woman wakes up, feels like she's chained or captive underground, and she tries to escape. And, of course, it's supposed to be an apocalyptic movie dealing with the fact that the preppers are down there. I think there's a lot of kind of sideways or obtuse kind of attacks against people that are prepared against economic problems, financial problems, or what's going on in Europe, which is basically energized by the globalists. We have nations that are basically slowly collapsing in terms of their population size in Western nations, and then we have these North African, Muslim, and other nations that are expanding their populations, and the term is used called hirage, where you invade a country to take it over, and that's what's going on in Europe, and the globalists are working directly with the Muslims or with other IT countries. For example, there's more engineers graduated from Beijing alone than all the engineers and all the PhDs in America. And, of course, the natural move is that if they can't find work in their country because their ecology and their environment and their cities are becoming horrendous, they're going to quote, have to invade other countries. So even with our high-tech, highly educated people. So we have the...
And obviously our immigration policy since 1965 has been to... I mean, that's something else stupid you see in these Republican debates. They're all talking about merit-based immigration as something good, but it's not. Right. It's bad. If you have merit-based immigration, means that the skilled laborers in your own country lose their jobs to skilled laborers who come from other countries, as well as, of course, the big danger is that it's actually often the intelligent, educated people that are the most dangerous and hostile. Like, it's not the Mexican construction workers that are a threat to the country, right? It's people like Alaki.
Exactly. In other words, people that are first generation born here.
Yeah, people who are born here and have this birthright citizenship because their Islamist parents decided to settle here. And I mean, there is a massive network of horrendously extreme terrorists in academia. For example, you would believe this, but the FBI is investigating a tenured professor at Kent State University named Julio Pino this year for actually recruiting people into ISIS. A professor at one of these Marxist universities actually recruiting ISIS members. I mean, this is totally out of control. It is not the poor and the unskilled that are a threat. I mean, what are they going to do?
Most
guy comes over here and picks some vegetables, for God's sake.
Why we upset a lot of people that listen to the program. I said, what we need is not necessarily a wall. And if we do have a wall, why don't they just put up what's called a most essential pole? A physical wall won't stop when, in fact,
the only real
elements within the elements within the FBI, CIA, and the Department of Justice are actually, with the Fast and Furious, are bringing in $2 trillion of drugs from the
Far East. I mean, it disturbs me that even Trump doesn't seem to understand the real threat of immigration. I mean, maybe he's just pandering to his audience. But
I think he understands the threat, but the thing is, I don't think he's framed it. In other words, we have a lot of IT people that are going to be wiped out by bringing in IT people from the third world, and a lot of these are going to be Muslims from other cultures that aren't going to integrate into our society, and it's going to basically cause a destruction. For example, in France, there's a lot of no-go zones because of the Muslims. They're particularly the least likely to integrate. The problem is that even countries that aren't going to do terrorism, for example, China. China does $200 billion of industrial espionage against the United States every year, and about one-tenth of that in Canada.
Well, I mean, the main thing is China is already so grotesquely overpopulated, and then we reinforce that
by
profiting from it.
Well, they have a $250,000 scientists. They have a $250,000 basically cyber, if you want to call hackers, in China, in the Shenzhen Blue Army and elsewhere in China, that are actually hacking into our industrial companies. And people don't realize they make it. For example, Bombardier out of Quebec had basically the best above-ground high-speed rail train. So what the Chinese did, got them over to do a contract, then did some minor tweaking to the trains to make them go 80 kilometers an hour faster, and said, well, we have our patents, and they stopped using manufacturing from Canada. So what they do is they take over technology, they upgrade it or change it slightly, and then they kick out the parent company that came in from America, Canada, Europe, or elsewhere. So what we have is a form of very aggressive, even though this is not, quote, terrorism, I call it a form of industrial and technological terrorism, where they basically are acquiring technology, a lot of it by cyber threats or even by open-door policies. For example, when Lockheed Martin and their Sputnik was set up with with the LEO orbit satellite system called Iridium for the military and for high-speed satellite transmission of information like the internet, etc. They gave targeting technology to China and Russia so they could then use long-range targeting to accurately hit American cities with long-range nuclear weapons. The Chinese space program is going to be a clone.
There'd be no threat from the Chinese if we would just be friendly with the Russians, though, because the Russians and Chinese have a relatively good relationship.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is that our globalist leaders don't want to have the Silk Road started again. But the problem is we have to also, like, we have to have smart trade, like Trump talks about it. He's not against open trade, but I think what he has to understand is we can't have an open door to say we're going to have a door in this wall, he talks about, and then let IT people come in and knock out our IT people in their own country. What we need to do is make education affordable and relatively inexpensive for anybody with the talents of any color, skin, or wherever or place you're growing to get a good education and then to get a job in America. And we have to shield our country against massive, we call technological immigration from high-tech people from other countries. We have to realize that it's not
I think what we need to do is we need to have some kind of peace treaty. I mean, see, people yes, it's right to be critical of, say, the United Nations, but some kind of international peacekeeping force has to be formed, some kind of legitimate one.
I don't know about peacekeeping. It's real simple. I don't think the United Nations is a proper organization. 57 of the nations have signed things to try to make any kind of comments against Islam as a form of a blasphemy.
Well, I didn't say the United Nations was. I don't think it is.
No, but
what we need is a treaty with Russia to fight.
Oh, yeah, just individual nations, yeah. I guarantee the very first phone call that Trump will make will be with Putin to try to start collaborating.
Yeah, and that is number one. That is the most important reason to vote for Trump over Cruz, is Cruz wants to provoke the Russians by presumably bombing one of their allies' assets. Like,
he's also saying things that violate the Geneva Accord right off the bat, and I think people have tapped on the shoulder. This guy says he's an evangelical Christian. You don't use the word carpet bombing. Carpet bombing is against the Geneva Accord and has been for half a century. You can't do that, okay?
Yeah, he's a Christian in the sense that the Inquisitors were Christians. He's not really a Christian.
Right.
I mean, he's anti. You know what anti means, right? Antichrist means in the place of something, not just against it, but in the place.
Right. I see him as very scary.
Antichrist is this kind of fake Christianity. It's like bloodthirsty, greedy, usurious, hypocritical, heretical Christianity, like Ted Cruz's notion of it. He's part of what I would call the Antichrist.
Right. So the very first thing that I think you'll see Trump do is he'll make smart deals with China and Russia. He'll open up a Trans-Alaska pipeline so the Chinese don't pollute the troposphere. He'll put basically tariffs on goods coming in from these countries. For example, if you have an American good you try to ship into China, they have massive taxes and tariffs and other things to prevent goods from shipping into China, yet we don't do it vice versa. So what he wants is smart trade. And I agree. I think that he could make a better deal. What he has to also be very careful of, and I think this is where his policies need work with people like us that could contribute information, and we've done it through the Harley Schlanger and LaRouche Foundation, is to get information and our people that listen here, contact the Trump Organization. I'm writing position papers on all these issues, bullet points of what we...
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free 888-803-4438 and ask about this special offer.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
At the Bohemian Grove. I think the Clintons are one family. The other guys are called the Hillbillies.
Bill says he supposedly never went there.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome back. So with the issues that are going on, I would like you to give some analysis, Matthew, of using the other talents, you know, numerology talents, astrological talents. I see almost like a quantum change in the psychology of the population of Earth. It's not just America. There's things going on with the population of Earth that doesn't like the previous order. For example, there's a lot of, we call Muslims, for example, that, and I made this statement before, which a lot of people find it hard to take. If most Muslims were believing in the Surah and the Hiraj, and the idea of invading and doing all the evil things, we would have terrorism in every street corner. We don't. Now, we do have some.
The problem with Muslims is mostly that the majority of Muslim men are docile and submissive.
Exactly. In other words, they're not protesting or actively taking a part to stop the very tiny extreme element within their mosque.
They're brainwashed from an early age to be highly submissive and to believe in a hierarchy. As I said, it's analogous to the Japanese Empire, where the majority simply took their orders and did whatever they were told and did not question.
It was similar with Germany. Nazi Germany was a similar thing. We had a highly cultured people.
I don't think Germany was a similar thing myself.
But they were very submissive once the Nazi Party took over, and they only had like 13% of the vote. Step by step, as they disarmed them and made them more passive, they put up with more and more. That won't happen in America. If President Hillary got in, you'd see a full-forced revolt, and you'd see a revolution where we would actually take over the country, okay?
I mean, to be quite honest, Germany, Germany was definitely bad, and they had some crazy beliefs, but the mostly came from occultism, from the Thule Society, right? It wasn't the
exactly. Yeah, you're talking about the Thule Society was very evil, and that's what drove the occult master Adolf Hitler, because the man was crazy. Okay.
Well, I mean, he started out relatively more sane. I think he actually went crazy over time, supposedly because he had syphilis. I don't know. I think maybe he was being mind-controlled personally, though, because you look at, first of all, the guy who introduced Hitler to the Thule Society was a Jew, literally, the descendant of rabbis, Hermann Steinsteiner, known as Jan van Hannusen, I believe is what he went by, although his name was actually Hermann Steinsteiner, was an Orthodox Jew. And yet he was Hitler's contact to the Thule Society, a racist, Aryanist organization. Kind of curious, isn't it? And not to mention, the actual statistics. Like, part of it is that the Nazis, they went nuts with all this racism and all this occultism. But part of it is that the Allied reports about the Holocaust and everything are highly exaggerated.
Barry Chomish, of course, is Jewish. He's from Canada, Winnipeg, and he fought in the IDF in 1982 in Israel. He was an Israeli citizen. Most of his family is still there, but they attempted to kill him three times because he proved that there were elements within the Israeli government that killed Yitzhak Rabin.
We're supposed to believe like 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust, right? Almost any Jew has parents or something or grandparents that were Holocaust survivors. So if 6 million died,
the numbers I hear are more accurately around 2.5 million, but they're actually
less than that. The actual numbers, the Red Cross themselves took up all of the statistics, the censuses, right? The Nazis performed very strict censuses of the population. They only counted 270,000 deaths of all causes, including disease.
A lot of people died of disease, of starvation. For example, the German troops basically had almost no food left.
Well, and that's German, the Holocaust is basically eine ungeheure Lüge. It's a giant, gigantic, monstrous lie, which has been used to justify the cruel practices and war crimes of the Allies, such as the bombing of Dresden.
And the leaving of many of the Allied troops in the hands of the Russians, who tortured them, and many Germans died after the war in the hands of the Soviets.
Yeah, it's controversial, but you look at the facts. Like, you have to read the books of Arthur Butz and Ernst Zündel. Now, I don't agree with them 100%, but there's no doubt about it. I mean, you just look at some of the actual documents, like the Red Cross's own. They took the actual statistics from the camps. I think the Nazis actually didn't take a very careful tally of how many people were dying in those camps. I mean, they purposely tattooed everyone with a number to make sure that they had track of everyone, and they only counted 270,000. I would estimate, therefore, that in terms of total deaths, including helpers...
It's not really the number. What Barry Chomish says is that the State of Israel was set up with the collaboration of atheistic, what we call Labor Zionist Party, that collaborated with the Nazis. 122,000 SS were actually Labor Zionist Jews. Most people don't know that. And this is words right from Barry Chomish and his colleague, friend,
Eichmann was reportedly a Zionist himself. He said he believed in a Zionist state.
Right, so they wanted to set up a communist Zionist state.
I think the Jews have taken the Holocaust on as kind of a religious belief.
Right, but remember now, it's not just the regular Jews.
It's kind of a religious crucifixion.
Well, no, remember now, these are secular agnostic, atheistic Jews mixed with, of course, the ultra-Orthodox so they're a mixture of labor Zionists, atheists, communists, mixed with a small element of the ultra-Orthodox, because many of the Orthodox Jews, let's say in New Jersey, New York, and elsewhere...
Well, Orthodox Judaism is basically a cult.
But they don't believe in actually a state of Israel. My point is, in some true
knowledge, right? There's been true rabbis in history, but there's also been false rabbis. They don't distinguish.
Well, that's why a lot of the rabbis in New Jersey and New York don't believe in the state of Israel, because they say until Messiah returns.
I don't believe in the state of Israel. I mean, at this point, it's been established. What are you going to do? Tell people to leave?
I know. It's silly. But here's the point.
You know what else? I don't believe in a two-state solution either. I think it's stupid.
No, I don't either.
At the same time, it's probably better that the Palestinians just become Israeli citizens that have their own, like, third world country that's like a hellhole filled with terrorism, right?
No, actually, originally they were designed to go over to Jordan. So if they were just simply transported to Jordan...
Obviously, the West Bank is part of Jordan. There's really no such thing as Palestine at all. But nonetheless, I'll acknowledge the facts. I'm neutral about this, that, yeah, the Holocaust is largely a lie, and it's used to justify criminal activities by the USA, Soviet Union, and
Israel is just a trigger finger. The Mossad is just a trigger finger for the CIA. For example, the 9/11 situation was the specific nuclear or micronuclear division of the Mossad was actually working for the CIA and the Saudi security forces to actually put the bombs in the building to demolish it. It was a demolition project.
I mean, you think about it. Is it illegal to question anything else in history? But then in Europe, it's illegal, and in Canada too, illegal. To
right.
Question.
If we actually raise these questions in Germany or a European country,
it's ridiculous. I mean,
we would be arrested.
Statistics. Between 2,000 and 400,000 people dying. Like, if you can think of only, right? I mean, obviously that's still terrible. They died of starvation and typhus or whatever. But clearly it's a criminal act to deport people from their houses, including children, just because their parents belong to some religious cult that's an enemy of the state, right? I mean, but the point is that what happened under the Nazis wasn't as crazy as they say. A lot of the stuff they say that Mengele and so forth did is just basically taking stuff the Japanese did with prisoners of war in China and then saying the Nazis did it. The Japanese really did, like, sew people up after cutting them open on purpose, put grenades inside their bodies and then blow them up. Right? The Japanese really did do that stuff. The Nazis, there's not really any evidence the Nazis performed such horrific experiments. But yeah, the Japanese did, all right?
Yeah, when the Japanese went to China and they went home to home to steal people's gold because there were very few banks, the things they did in China were just unbelievable. People don't understand. If you talk to
Some of it's Chinese propaganda, right? The rape of Nanking is exaggerated as well. But as far as horrific experiments on POWs, they definitely did that because they had all their scientific documentation on it. Like, they would blow a guy up and then sew him up. Right, to test battlefield medicine. Right, they wanted to test the ability to sew somebody up on the battlefield and perform battlefield surgery. But I mean, a lot of that stuff has been attributed to the Nazis, and it really was not done by the Nazis. It was the Japanese.
Yeah, interesting. What's going to happen here next Tuesday is going to be significant. Of Ohio and Florida go to Trump. The cabal, including the head of the Republican head of the Senate. And his other buddy is trying to see if they can knock Trump off. The Republican Party are committing what I call the Japanese hari-kari.
So, if you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome back. Matthew, if you look at the astrological signs, the numerology, the specific events, and so on. And
yeah, of course, all we can follow, everything is related to collective subconscious forces, and that's why things like culture are so important, and a disastrous cause of major problems and breakdown in our society is the breakdown of Western traditional culture, not just caused by the kind of music and the kind of Marxist-influenced culture that's arisen since the 1960s, but also through propaganda based on wars. For example, as I was saying, the Nazis were bad, but the USA and the Soviet Union were just as bad, if not worse in some ways. I mean, America dropped nuclear weapons on civilians. So, whereas, as I said, the Nazis, their crime was deporting people entirely based on some kind of identity. It's like, well, imagine this. Like, our country's just like what's going on right now in Europe. At that time, the Haredi Jews, which were the majority of Jews in Germany, were extremist religious fanatics who saw all Germans as being of Satan and being heathens, and therefore they saw it as justified to constantly fight against and undermine German society in the name of God. And then, of course, just like we do with Islamists now, we're becoming ever more irritated with them and want to get rid of them. The Nazis believe their solution, so-called, was to take everybody, including children. I mean, not in all cases, because some children they tried to Aryanize or whatever, but for the most part, they took entire families out of their homes and stole all their property, right? That's bad. But we added all this idiotic nonsense on top of it, like mass gassing, which is totally logistically impossible. I mean, you think about the execution. When we use a gas chamber for execution in this country, it's very complicated and dangerous. It's basically a gaseous cyanide. It's almost identical to what we use in gas chambers now. It's just not possible to have done that. But here's the thing. I want to talk about the effects of that. The effect is that in World War I, and now understand that Americans, besides British culture, the main ancestry and heritage of Americans is German. In fact, in places like Pennsylvania, German was spoken as a second language to the extent that there were German newspapers in many cities, like in Pittsburgh. But what happened is in World War I, first, we banned German newspapers, we banned German schools. That was bad enough. But then World War II comes along, we make out the Germans to be these Huns, these barbarians, these demonic subhuman creatures that are all sadists and so forth. And it's all horrendous lies. But the worst effect of it is that now Germans in America have been detached from their own culture. A lot of them have changed their own surnames from, for instance, Schneider to Taylor. And they don't even know who they are anymore. So what's going to replace that? Once your culture is gone, something else has to come in to replace it, which as a rule is going to be something like a new ideology or a bad and degenerative culture like Marxism. We're seeing the same thing in Europe as well with the influence of what we call Americanization. I mean, what we call Americanization now is really just the culture of the 60s onward, not the real American culture, which, as I said, the real American culture is mostly of British and German origin and secondarily a little bit of its French origin. And, of course, there's the Hispanics, which are kind of a mixture of Indian culture and Spanish culture from about 400 years ago. But, I mean, the thing is, you have these traditional cultures. If you don't have some kind of, like, obviously, there are, like you talked about, revolutionary energy, it's good to get rid of the bad in your culture, but if you throw the baby out with the bathwater, you're left with no foundation, no basis for community, no basis for any kind of morality or cooperation. Why should you even care about somebody else if everybody's just out for themselves, just trying to get rich? Nobody is anybody else's brother anymore. And here's an area where, for example, Japan is way in a better situation than the USA. Japan currently still maintains its culture. But as I said, there are problems with Japanese culture and Islamic culture that they do not have enough room for the individual. They're too hierarchical and too submissive, which then leads to the ability for tyrants to come into power. This is now happening in Western culture as well, though, but not so much in the same form. More in the form of just delusional fanaticism, like extremist Marxism and so-called feminism and whatever. People who are supposedly egalitarians or anti-fascists or whatever, but really they're just living in a completely false view of the world. I mean, first of all, as I said, I mean, the Nazis were not the biggest evil ever, like we're told they were. We're just, and as I said, the result of that is that we think of Germans as having some kind of essential taint. Meanwhile, I mean, Israel is fascist. Look at the Likud party, which is in power in Israel, is a fascist party. And I mean, you talk about the religions. The heretical religions are one of the biggest negative influences on culture as well. Like the change of the Catholic Church's doctrines from condemning usury and condemning greed as mortal sins to now condoning these things entirely.
Yeah, you're right. In other words, it's heretical religion of many kind of types that's quite dangerous. And we also see that
and cultural degeneration. I mean, remember, Donald Trump is just a response to what's been going on in America for the past 50 years or so, where traditional culture has been swept out from underneath its feet. It's lost its foundation, and immigration quotas have been changed to prefer. Remember, the real threat from immigrants is not from Mexicans, okay? It is not. No matter what people tell you, that's all propaganda and disinformation. There are Mexican drug gangs, right? That's true. You can go to the border yourself and see them shipping the drugs over. Of course, they wouldn't be able to do that without the customers in the USA, but that's an entirely different matter. The real threat, though, is from well-educated people from countries that are hostile to America. Well-educated people like this Julio Pino, who are literally ISIS-supporting Islamist terrorists that are teaching as tenured professors in our academia. We literally have, the threat is not from the construction workers and vegetable pickers.
Well, to a lesser extent, though, a lot of the progressive communists in many of our universities, it's not really an education system. We had Bill Warner on, who used to be a Tennessee State University professor, and he teaches logic and philosophy, etc. He's got a website called Political Islam. But Islam is, according to Walid Shabbat and his son Theodore, who's an American, it's a 86% a political system. But again, the same thing goes on with what I'm saying.
Well, all the religions are heretical in their own ways. I mean, more recently, the president of South Sudan, who's a Roman Catholic, has been accused by the United Nations of being one of the worst human rights criminals in the world. They have mass rapes and stuff going on there. Obviously, the religions in their heretical form are always evil. And I think a lot of the anti-Islam propaganda is, I mean, Islamists, well, as I said, are a huge threat. But the majority of Muslims, on the other hand, are docile.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. The docility is the problem. For example, and I saw a news report a few months ago.
It's the problem in their own countries, right?
Let me explain here in America. Well, one Muslim imam came on. He was, quote, moderate. He agreed with Donald Trump, and he actually made a public statement on the news about it. He agreed with Trump to just temporarily stopping Muslims coming in that he knew would could be
violent. Well, I mean, you think about it. Like, you just escaped from Syria. You just escaped from ISIS, and now the U.S. is going to bring ISIS in.
Right, but anyway, this modern imam.
You're running your Euro shop or whatever, and then here comes ISIS.
Let me make my point. The modern imam actually made a statement on the media that he supported Trump just temporarily stopping Islam coming in to make sure only moderate Muslims would come in. They don't plan on doing, jihad, etc. And he got fired, and 170 Muslim imams just in Houston alone were fired from their mosques because they were, quote, moderate and made a public statement to the senior people in their mosque. So the fact is, the moderates that speak up get treated badly, or they get a fatwa put against them, which is a death threat, or they don't want to speak out. So when they have marches and so on of moderate Muslims who want to actually stop this, that's why.
I mean, but then you look at this idiotic proposal of merit-based citizenship. No.
I don't agree with you. I agree with you,
Matt. Immigration is the whole problem, because in 1965, the Immigration and Nationality Act changed the quota to prefer people for skilled labor instead of preferring culture. So we used to prefer people from Northern Europe, i.e. from Britain and Germany, Scandinavia, the people that, remember, that originally colonized the USA, Britain, German, and so forth, right? We used to prefer people based on them having a common culture with Americans. Now we've just based it on it's entirely merit-based.
I agree with you, man. I think that's part of the problem.
Something that's already been done since 1965 with disastrous consequences. Like Al-Laki, again, I talk about him all the time because he's an incredible example of somebody who not only was able to get a good education here in the USA and involve himself in academia and all sorts of other networks, and was actually a key member of Al-Qaeda, he was able to continue preaching after 9/11, to continue preaching at his extremist Washington, D.C. He was able to mentor Nidal Malik Hassan,
the doctor that actually went crazy in Fort Hood, right?
Yeah, I mean, literally, he was able to actually continue planning acts of terror. Nobody even shut down his mosque.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you've made a very important point there, that this is something that Trump needs to get. Merit-based is not the solution to the problem.
The solution is entirely culture based. You have to have a preference for Europeans and for Hispanics, and not. And then when it comes to people from the Middle East, they need to be scrutinized.
Exactly.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.